Close your eyes and focus on your breath. When the breath comes in, know it's coming in. When it goes out, know that it's going out. Let the breath be comfortable. Give the mind a good, comfortable place to stay in the present moment. That way it'll like to stay. Otherwise, it's going to go running off. And you have to be firm in your intent that you're going to stay right here. Today's supposed to be Independence Day. Well, let the mind have a little independence. Whatever thought comes wandering through the mind, you don't have to go following it along. Just let it pass. Let it pass. Once you've made up your mind you want to do something good, you don't want anything to dissuade you from it. That's the real meaning of true freedom, when you realize from your own insight that something is good, and then you follow through with it. And don't let yourself get waylaid or mislaid by other things. For too many people, the idea of freedom is simply doing what you want to do, but what about your wants? Sometimes your wants are your masters. In other words, something just comes up in the mind, you don't know where it's coming from or why, but all of a sudden you decide you want to do it. The Buddha calls that being a slave to craving. There's no freedom there at all. Real freedom is when you can sort out your desires, which desires are skillful, which ones are not, which ones will lead you to a happiness that's really worthwhile, and which ones are not. And then your freedom lies in choosing the worthwhile happiness, choosing the way to worthwhile happiness, and sticking with it. So here's your chance to practice that right now. Make up your mind you're going to stay with the breath and see how long you can stay there before things pull you away. And if you sense something trying to pull you away, realize part of the pull is not that it's pulling you, you're pursuing it. And you don't have to. You can stay right here, right here, right here. Show a little independence. Because this is where the real happiness in life comes from, is when we realize that we're not just machines, we're not just victims of whatever comes through our heads. That we have our choices, and we can make a choice for greater freedom, greater spaciousness, greater well-being. And we can exercise that choice. The more you exercise the choice, the wider the range of choices become. So show a little independence here. You don't have to be a slave to craving the rest of your life. There's the story of the king. I went to see a monk one day, and the monk told him that people are slave to craving. The king said, "I don't understand that." And the monk asked him, "Okay, so you already have a really nice kingdom here, lots of wealth, and suppose someone came from the east and said there's more wealth to the east, and you could take it for yourself. Would you take it?" The king said, "Sure." "How about if they said there was more wealth to the south? Would you take that?" "Sure." "Would you take more wealth to the west?" "Yeah, I'd take that too." "More wealth to the north?" "Yep, take that as well." "How about wealth on the other side of the ocean?" "Okay, I'd go over there and get that wealth." The Buddha says, "There you are, a slave to craving." You have to have a sense of when you have enough, when the sources for true happiness are enough for you, and cultivate those sources. As for all that stuff on the other side of the ocean, you can leave it on the other side of the ocean. All that stuff to the east, west, north, and south, you can leave it there, because you've got the basis for true happiness right here. So show a little independence. Don't let your cravings pull you around by the nose. You want to stand tall. You want to stand free. You want to be the one who's making the choices, and you want your choices to be made with wisdom in your own true best interests, and in a way that's harmless to other people as well. Okay, when you make that choice, stick with it. And that's how you exercise your freedom.